And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Twin Ports business and civic leaders got a scare earlier this month with word that the federal government might delay or even withhold its share for the $1.8 billion Blatnik Bridge replacement. That fear passed with the U.S. Department of Transportation's release of the funds last week, allowing businesses to get back to developing plans of how to operate as the old bridge is taken down and a new one is built. For some, that may mean relocating away from the affected area, but there are also those who see a benefit in moving toward it. One of them is Runa Yoga, which actually moved from Duluth to Superior in advance of the construction. Here to tell us why is owner Madeline Fisher, along with Kelly Peterson of the Superior Business Improvement District. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Kelly and Madeline.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
So the obvious question for you, Madeline, is why? Shouldn't you be running away from the construction instead of into it?
Some may see it like that. I made the initial decision to move to Superior due to I live close to Superior. We are Wisconsin residents. And honestly, Superior didn't have any other sort of yoga studios that really fit to fill in the community gap in that way.
And how long were you in Duluth?
So I took over an existing studio that was in Duluth. From 2016, they opened, and they closed in 2022. And then they just rebranded as an adventure studio. So we still did pop-ups at local businesses. And when I took over in 2024, one of my goals was to open a physical location again.
That was in Duluth, or did you open that up directly in Superior?
I opened directly in Superior.
So the bridge construction is not scaring you away.
No, I mean, I think there will be definitely challenges with the construction, but I also think there will be perks with it. People who haven't heard that we moved to Superior and have still been going to Duluth for yoga might find our studio as they don't want to make the trek over the bridge anymore.
All right. Kelly, is Madeline moving in the right direction?
Well, I think she totally is in the right direction. We all work together in Superior. The Business Improvement District, the Development Association, the Chamber, and the City of Superior itself. We meet weekly to talk about what's going on and how we can help people. I think we're going to see a boon to a lot of our businesses. I always quote Teddy Moronic, our local historian, that says what killed downtown businesses was the Blatnik opening in the first place. And keeping that in mind, I think Madeline's right. I think people will find Runa if they haven't already. I think people are just experiencing more of our businesses, what we have, especially on Tower Avenue and in the Business Improvement District. People are finding out more that we have to offer, and it seems good.
I would suppose that our business development friends in Duluth will also say, of course, they have many support mechanisms and assistance available to businesses there, or indeed those who want to move there. But there are businesses that will be moving or in some ways changing because of the bridge, correct?
Yeah, some people are moving ahead of the bridge, and then also possibly keeping a Duluth location and expanding to Superior.
Oh, so in some cases, this is an opportunity for business growth with two locations.
Yeah, and actually it goes both ways too. If there are a couple that I've heard about recently that are in Superior and looking at something on the other side of the bridge too. I think it's a Twin Ports issue, and I think everybody coming together is going to be what makes it a successful adventure for all of the businesses.
Madeline, I don't know how far ahead you do your business plan, but the estimate on the bridge is 5, 7, 100 years. Who knows how long it'll take, but but afterwards,
if you,
it's going to be a great bridge. Okay, it's going to be worth waiting for.
Yes.
But when it is complete, again, you know, not projecting your business plan too far off, but would you consider going back to Duluth or again, maybe at that time, a second location?
I think For my personal business plan, we do still have a few pop-ups we do in Duluth. We partner with Hartley Nature Center and we do monthly classes there. So we'll always be connected to Duluth. I don't know if we would open a second location there because there are already so many great studios in Duluth. If we were to think about a second location, I think I would still keep it somewhere in Wisconsin.
You know, actually, as I think about this and all, it sounds like a yoga studio is exactly what you want during this bridge construction.
I think it'll definitely be very helpful for a lot of people dealing with the added traffic and the and everything else, being a little more calm throughout it.
What does runa yoga mean?
So runa is a variation of an old Norse word. It means run or rune, meaning an ancient lore or a story. We all have our own story in life, our own joys and sorrows and triumphs. And yoga has helped us to build our own experiences. And through yoga, we offer transformation and growth in our own stories. So we kind of all bring that own story to our mat at Runa Yoga.
All right. And Kelly, I don't think I have to ask what the name Superior Business Improvement District means, right?
No, but Madeline, I haven't heard that in depth of a description of the name, and I love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, yes. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Of course, our business improvement district is 89 blocks within Superior along Belknap and Tower Avenue from 21st to 8th Street. But we don't just work on things that are in the business improvement district. We embrace everything. So what's good for the bid is good for the rest of Superior and Douglas County.
We've been speaking with Madeline Fisher of Runa Yoga and Kelly Peterson of the Superior Business Improvement District, or BID. We've been talking about businesses preparing for next year's shutdown of the Blatnik Bridge by moving to Superior rather than away from the construction. Thank you for joining us, Kelly and Madeline.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.